What's going on, guys? Welcome to the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast. This is the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Patreon, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. This show is brought to you and sponsored by Catering with Grace, Future American Leaders of Texas, and Mia Made It. Donations to this podcast can be made to the podcast's official Cash App, Real Deal 0423. You can join the 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League Discord server on Discord. You can find us on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and on Rumble. For any questions or if you would like your comment to be read on the show, you can email us directly at signsandsportspodcast@gmail.com. Or you can tag us and ask your questions on Facebook at Design Individually Gifted, 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, or 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast Fantasy Football League. On Patreon, you can find us at 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. On Getter, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. On Truth Social, you can find us at Designed I Gifted and at Signs and Sports Podcast. And on Parler, you can find us at Signs and Sports Podcast. Also, on Twitter, at True_DIG and at Signs and Sports, you can find us there as well. But guys, follow, like, and share. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, welcome to the show and enjoy the episode.
I'm the dopest of the dopest hater. I know you know this. My thighs still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus. The paper is still the gold. But not for $1 million will I sell my soul. Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D Signs in Sports podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mia Made It series on the 3&D Signs in Sports podcast, where we dissect the WWE's premium live events with Mia Made It. Mia, say what's up to the podcast nation.
Hi, guys.
Okay, guys, we are about to get into 2023 SummerSlam. I hope that this is recording because we had a couple of technical difficulties over the last two podcast episodes. Guys, just full disclosure, Mia, you want to talk about how we did an entire 1 hour and 20 minute podcast and it just like kind of...
Oh, I forgot about that.
You remember that?
So...
Go ahead.
Okay. So me and Darren, we were playing the My GM mode. We were picking our draft picks and everything. A whole... our episode, and then just for it to delete at the end, or like it glitched just didn't out record. In the middle.
Don't know what happened. It just didn't record. We're finishing up, and we're about to finish. I think we're, you know, getting ready to discuss the Great American Bash NXT, and it just kind of glitched out on us, and everything that we had worked towards our entire lives just got... just got deleted in that moment. But here we are, you know, still persevering. And right before this episode, we started recording. We had Ian on the podcast with us. It was crazy. It was lit. But, another technical difficulty. So hopefully this time everything is good and we get to continue a podcast 1 hour all the way through with no distractions. But now for what we are here for and now what we are going to talk about today, WWE SummerSlam. Mia, you excited?
I'm so excited.
You're so excited. This is officially your seventh episode of being on the podcast. So congratulations, 3 more and you will get to 10. It'll be your 10th episode. I remember at the beginning of this whole thing, I remember making the first episode, the second episode, third episode and saying, you know what, guys, we're halfway to 10 episodes. Now we're about 70 episodes in and I'm getting to watch you, you know, inch towards your 10th episode. So it'll be cool one day to go back to those first episodes and see like how far we've come and now how far you've come. So guys, shout out. Let's get into it. Mia Made It here with us. We're going to talk about WWE SummerSlam, 7 o'clock today on Peacock. That is 8 Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. I think that's Texas. That's where we're at. Okay, so first match, there is 8 matches tonight that we are going to discuss. We are going to talk about the Battle Royal. We are going to talk about the triple main event. We are going to talk about expected superstars that are, you know, rumored to be returning. And it's going to be a cool episode. Guys, as you know, we usually record either Friday night after SmackDown, or we record Saturday morning, the morning of the premium live events. It is Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon. It is noon as we record. We usually don't timestamp things, but, you know, for the sake of where we are right now, we may as well. So, first match that you want to talk about, or do you want to talk about superstars that are rumored to return?
Let's talk about superstars that are rumored to return.
Okay, let's talk about the superstars that we are expecting to be returning tonight at SummerSlam. Go ahead and list those guys off.
So, we have Jimmy Uso, Randy Orton, The Fiend, or Bray Wyatt.
Out of those four guys, out of those three guys, four characters, four personalities, who are you most excited to come back, and who do you think's going to come back tonight?
I think I'm most excited for Randy. I would want Jimmy because I think it would push the story, the Bloodline storyline more, but, you know, he won't be here for a while. So I'm going with Randy.
With Randy?
Yeah.
I would like to see The Fiend. I would like to see The Fiend come back because one of my favorite characters probably since, like, The Undertaker and Kane. I do think that The Fiend has a lot of potential to be the next hybrid Kane and Undertaker mix. So, and I guess Triple H is what makes me excited about him possibly coming back, because him in full control of the storylines, in full control of creative, it would be cool to see how they really, like, invest their energy effort into him. Because look what they're doing with Shotzi.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Look what they're doing with Karrion. You know, if they can make them as cool, like, as Karrion or creepy as Shotzi, you can imagine what they're going to do with The Fiend, you know? But, I mean, that's who I want to come back. That's who I would like to come back. Jimmy, I believe, is hurt. So he'll be sidelined probably for a little while. Randy's been gone over a year.
Bro, and a year, it's a year too much. Like, come back already.
So, if Randy came back, who would he face? Where would he fit in?
I think I saw a thing, like, on, like, this little channel I follow. LA Knight is going to be featured in a returning segment, in a segment with a returning superstar tonight.
Ooh.
So, Randy, if anything, Orton. I feel like it's going to be Randy that comes back. Unless they want to do The Fiend again and he comes back and he gets with LA. But I don't think they're going to do that again.
I was going to say, I mean, they could. I mean, that long-term storytelling would be pretty cool. The Fiend and LA Knight. But other options for The Fiend, who would The Fiend come back and fight?
I think I saw The Fiend's coming would come back and he would attack Roman after his match with Jay, like, win or lose, and it's gonna, like, what's the word?
It's gonna set up.
Yeah, it's gonna set up for payback.
Roman Reigns and The Fiend?
Roman Reigns and The Fiend.
Yeah, that's what I wanna watch. Especially because 3 years ago, Roman took the title from The Fiend and Braun Strowman at Payback, right? Or in 2020?
I'm trying to keep track. I don't know.
Yeah, you weren't watching at that point. But 3 years ago, yeah, Roman Reigns came back, returned from an injury, or I believe when he had cancer at that time. And he came back, smashed and pinned Braun and Bray Wyatt. And he ran off the Universal Champion and hasn't let go since. So that would be cool long-term storytelling. That would be cool for full circle, you know, storybook ending. But also the Randy Orton versus LA Knight thing would be cool too.
What's up with
Jimmy Uso,
Braun?
Obviously, as well.
What happened to him?
Like, Braun Strowman?
Yeah.
He's in AEW.
Since when?
I don't know. I saw a little video where he, like, showed up. I think he's Adam Scher.
Ain't no way.
Yeah, like he's like big Adam Scher. I don't know what his name is over there, but he's going by, like, his real name. But yeah, he showed up at AEW. Haven't really seen him featured very much.
A lot of people are just, like, randomly popping up on AEW. RVD popped up the other day.
RVD?
Yeah, and he challenged some, I can't remember the dude's name. I know the face, but I don't know the guy's name.
CM Punk?
No. I would know.
Why do I feel like I had a dream about that? I probably saw it, but Oh no, no, no! I was watching old reruns of Monday Night Raw, and it was RVD and John Cena. But okay, so yeah, Braun Strowman's in AEW. So we're going to talk about, well, those are the three people, four characters expected to come back. We're going to get into the eight matches and the triple main event. Okay, let's talk about the Battle Royal first. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 competitors in the battle.
Well, it's a 25-man match. Oh, it's 25. These are just the ones that are in there for now. The rest of them are, mystery.
Oh, okay. Okay, so there's 9 people who have been announced for the SummerSlam Battle Royal presented by Slim Jim. Apparently, what it looks like. Talk about the 9 people that are in the match right now. Tell us who's in it.
Okay, so we have The Miz, AJ Styles, Matt Riddle, Santos Escobar, LA Knight, Shinsuke Nakamura, Grayson Waller, Karrion Kross, and Sheamus.
Okay, so we have The Miz, Shinsuke Nakamura, AJ Styles, Grayson Waller, Matt Riddle, Karrion Kross, Santos Escobar, Sheamus, and LA Knight, the megastar. So out of those 9 people in the Slim Jim SummerSlam Battle Royal, who do you want to win? Who do you expect to win? And how would you like that to conclude? Out of these 9 people specifically.
You can't put me in that position.
It's tough. I think I can. Well,
I feel like I could see LA winning, but like 3 of my favorites are in there. So like they can't do that. Like I would love to see, actually, no. Riddle doesn't have to win. Grayson and Santos have to win.
Has Riddle won the Andre the Giant?
I don't know. Unless they have Riddle win, and that's where they bring Randy back.
That's true. I didn't even know Riddle had a match. So I seen him in there, I guess that is true.
My Lord.
Or maybe he loses and gets attacked by somebody in this match. My pick for this match, because I think that what they're doing a slow burn with LA Knight. They're allowing the crowd to like really beg for him.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to tease that he's gonna win again, and then they're gonna pull it out from everybody somehow, some way, whether it be Randy returning to face LA or somebody coming to attack him or him just barely coming short or, you know, something.
It probably would be LA.
I only say that though, because my hope is so much in Grayson Waller to win this match. It's a long shot. It's a stretch because obviously the Aussie icon just showed up to the main roster. And he hasn't really, the Grayson Waller effect is a mainstay on SmackDown at the moment. Like it's something that happens every week. He doesn't get very many matches. But we do know he was hurt.
Yeah.
For a while. Just coming back from that. If they gave Grayson Waller this win at SummerSlam, that would be very interesting. Let's talk about the fact that... Let's stay on Grayson Waller. Let's talk about the fact that he... The people that he has feuded with since he's been on the main roster.
Already, so, bro.
Already.
So many.
The type of people that they're putting him in the ring with... John Cena.
AJ.
Because
that's already a big
Edge.
Stretch.
Who is the other one? Sheamus?
No, it's...
Who told him he had... Okay, Edge told him he had to sink or swim.
It was
John Cena at Money in the Bank.
AJ. I feel like there was another one that he fought recently. And then he fought in the U.S. title like thing
against Austin Theory. Oh, against the qualifier.
Yeah,
they've been kind of slowly ingratiating him. I like that. I like seeing coming off the injury how they actually had a plan for him. I was a little worried at first that they weren't showcasing him immediately, but we didn't know about the injury. Okay, so out of those 9 people, you said that 3 of your favorites are in there. Go ahead and tell us who your 3 favorites are.
Grayson Waller, Matt Riddle, and Santos Escobar.
Out of those 3 and LA Knight, who do you think is going to win it? Or who do you want to win it?
I mean, I would love to see Santos win it, because I'd love to see Santos anything big. But he is having his U.S. title match. They probably won't pull that. I think it's either, I feel like it's either going to be L.A., Riddle, or Grayson. But I highly doubt it's going to be Grayson. That's just me being biased.
Yeah, us being hopeful. That would be a big win to give him so early. I do agree with your Santos point that he has the, he's been having the LWO push. He's been having the United States Championship push. If he took the, if he was the one that ended the forever reign of Austin Theory, that would be very interesting as to how they see Santos Escobar and what they see about him in the going towards the future, because Austin Theory is like genuinely who's going to take that belt from him.
I feel like
somebody like Drew's going to have to come down and like
get Austin. You think so?
Yeah. Well, not Drew specifically, but somebody of that caliber, somebody like a hard hitter, somebody that's going to be able to put him down and like he's not going to be able to get up type of stuff.
I just saw a thing recently. I think I told you about this, that the WWE wants and is going to make a Latino superstar, a champ, coming up.
Maybe it is.
And I post, I think I posted that.
Yeah, I mean, Seth is a Latino superstar. Maybe it's Zelina.
Don't what's it called? Don't rain on my parade.
Maybe it's Zelina.
Who would she?
She just beat. Who did she beat?
Io.
She just beat Io, the Money in the Bank winner. I mean, there's so many possibilities that you could go. The people I think aren't going to win, I don't think Sheamus is going to win. I don't think AJ is going to win. I don't think Shinsuke is going to win. I don't think The Miz is going to win. And Karrion, if I'm being honest, usually ends up too distracted by some nonsense that ends up going on during the match and ends up, like, taken out of the match completely.
Yeah.
Like, he ends up fighting in the crowd and, like, ending up, like, okay, what happened to Karrion? I guess he's gone. But my pick is Grayson Waller.
I think, I don't know for this one. It's like Money in the Bank all over again.
I'm going Grayson all day.
I think I'm going to go Grayson as well.
Mainly because, like I said, I think this would be a perfect place to give LA Knight that win, because there's nothing on the line. It's not like, oh, he wins and he gets a championship shot or nothing like that. But so it'd be cool for him too.
There's other people in there too that we forgot about.
There's 25 people in there. I don't think they put out that lineup. So if these 9 people are being showcased, it's got
to
be one of these 9 people.
Has
Unless
to be.
It's like a Butch is probably in there. What
Poor
if it's Butch?
Stop it.
I wonder don't if is Damien gonna be in there?
I don't,
imagine if they kept stacking up so. Damien and just gave him like a battle royal win.
That's what I'm so worried about tonight.
Is that he's gonna cash in?
And that he's gonna cash in. I
he's
can't
got
have
Colby
them break
and
that
he's
up.
He's got Roman that he could.
But like they could start easily a storyline like that. They can have him cash in on Finn. If Finn wins, or
he needs to cash in on Roman,
or like you know the way Seth cashed in, how it was the match was still going,
mm-hmm.
He could easily go in,
and
steal Finn,
himself.
Yeah, steal Finn's moment. Like
that is true. The 7-year wait, that's crazy. Cause it was at SummerSlam, right? 7 years ago.
Yeah.
That it happened. Okay, so you think who's gonna win?
I think Grayson.
Grayson, I think Grayson as well. The next matchup we are going to talk about, we're going to talk about Shayna Baszler, and we are going to talk about Ronda Rousey. Who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to win?
I don't even know. This is all I know is that this is the one I'm most excited about. Like, because I think it's an MMA rules match. Like, it's a knockout, tap out. There was something else. Knockout, tap out.
Knockout, tap out, pin?
No, because it's an MMA rules match.
Judge's decision or something? Time limit?
No. I'll find out.
Okay.
But
is
it's
it
like
Iron Man rules? Like who can make the other do it? Like tap the most or?
No, I think it's just like you know how the fight pit was.
I was gonna
knockout
say, I
or
wish
submission.
It was yeah.
That's kind of what it is.
I wish
but
it was a
fight
pitch. Fight pitch.
I honestly think
fight pit match.
I know a lot of people think that Shayna was the one who carried the team the whole entire time they were together. I think it was Rhonda.
Rhonda had the name, for sure.
And, like, I think it would be Rhonda, because I feel like if they would actually get into, like, an actual UFC fight or something, I think Rhonda would be Shayna.
That's what I'm interested about, that MMA rules. I wonder if they're going to be grappling, like, doing, like, tosses and, like, you know what I mean, takedowns and stuff. Like, or I wonder if they're going to be doing,
but
like, typical wrestling chain, you
yeah,
know,
but the thing is, Rhonda has that soft spot for Shayna.
She does.
If you go back and you watch the video package, she was all over the place with her emotions.
The vignette.
I can't say that. I'm not going to try to say it.
The video package, yeah. No, she is. Obviously, they're best friends. I think Shayna's in that position of, like, you know, you got me here, but now you're, like, you know, you're acting like I'm not as good or whatever. And Rhonda is the baddest, you know, combat athlete of all time, you know, so.
I think I want Rhonda to win, and I think Rhonda's going to win.
I don't know, because there were rumors that Rhonda might be done with the WWE.
That's
soon.
What I heard. I heard that she might, wait.
So is she putting Shayna over right now?
I don't.
Is that what she's about to do? Is she doing one more favor for the WWE by making Shayna Baszler the next Ronda Rousey?
I feel like, because I think I saw a thing that Ronda might go back to the UFC whenever she's done with WWE, but, like, people don't want it.
Yeah, like, that probably wouldn't be a good idea. But, you know, hey, who knows? Who knows what kind of athlete she is by this point? I think for the sake of playing devil's advocate and going the opposite way, I'm going to go with the theory that Ronnie might lose, or she might leave. So I think that she's going to, one of her last favors to the WWE for now is going to be putting Shayna over and making her the next Ronda. So I'm going to go with Shayna Baszler.
Okay.
And so you're going?
Ronda.
Okay. So we'll split that one. The next match probably the match that it might steal the night. You know,
any match Logan Paul is crazy.
Exactly. Logan Paul versus Ricochet. Normal match, one versus one. Every time that we've seen them in the ring together, whether it was Royal Rumble, whether it was Money in the Bank, they've put on Money in the Bank, right, was where they did that move where they went into the tables.
Yeah.
And then Royal Rumble was where they jumped off the
ropes. They collided.
Yeah. Okay. They've made a viral moment every time that they've entered the ring together. This one's easy for me.
I say Logan.
I'm going Logan. And he is going to win, I would imagine.
I kind of hope they push it, like, a little further. Like, because I like
it's
this
It's not
feud.
A bad story.
Yeah. It was an odd matchup at first, but I think it's...
I think it took a step.
Yeah, especially because... On Monday. Because Logan brought up Ricochet's wife, or
Samantha.
Fiance.
Shout out Samantha Irvin. Yeah, he did. That promo, you know, I think Logan realized what it takes to be a heel in the WWE and what is kind of like... Because when he was first coming out, he was like, hey, like, why y'all booing me? Like y'all don't like me? Like, and then he kind of started getting like, okay, they don't like me. Now he's like, F it. If y'all don't like me, y'all don't like me. I don't care. So it's cool to see the progression of Logan Paul. I saw a graphic, actually. I'm going to talk about it on one of the next episodes coming up by myself. It's top 10 wrestlers under 30 years old. Logan Paul was number 10. Top 10 wrestlers, not in WWE, just wrestlers, period. He was number 10. That's crazy. That's a testament to him as an athlete, because he hasn't been there very long. I don't imagine he's been training very long. And for him to be a top 10 wrestler, you know, of the next generation is pretty interesting.
Didn't he sign a contract, like, to go longer?
He did extend his contract. He talked about it on Impulsive with Seth Rollins, how he extended his contract and he has championship aspirations. So
Logan Paul is the United States champion is what I want to see.
That would be cool. I'm not going
to
lie.
I'd love to see Logan go against people like Grayson, like the viral moment thing. Like, they can go at it like that.
Bro, I just realized, oh, that would be cool. I'm not going to lie. Grayson Waller versus Logan. The next five matches that we are going to talk about are literally some of the most fire matches I've ever seen in my life. I'm just going to run them off real quick. That way you guys get why I'm, like, kind of hype and I don't want to make y'all wait. Drew McIntyre versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship. We got Asuka versus Bianca Belair versus Charlotte Flair for the women's title. We got Colby Lopez, Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor. We got Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar. And we got Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso in a tribal combat match for the Universal title and for the Tribal Chief label. So these five matches, they don't even have to have stipulations. They don't have to be no DQ. They don't have to be. These are matchups right here. Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, probably my favorite feud that has been put on WWE TV in a very, very long time, and it has not been showcased even, like, I think, to its potential. I think it needs five matches. If they took Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins five matches, there's no way that they should not take Brock versus Cody five matches. The fact that Michelle, shout out Michelle, thank you Michelle. The fact that Michelle was at Monday Night Raw, Michelle is Cody Rhodes' mom, by the way, and Cody only got F5'd and Kimura in front of her. I think Brock could have, you know, it could have escalated further. I'm not saying I wanted Michelle to get F5'd or anything, but I think that Cody could have fought back more in that exchange, and I think Brock could have, you know, made more of an impact for the history books.
Bro,
in
Cody that needs to watch his mouth.
Cody needs to watch his mouth
sometimes. Before Brock ends up F5ing Brandy or something.
Or Michelle. Or the dog.
Not the dog.
Okay, so let's talk about the next match. We're going to talk about Gunther, and we're going to talk about Drew McIntyre for the Intercontinental title. Again, another one that could be fight of the night that could steal the show for the entire show. Gunther versus Drew McIntyre. Is this the first time that they fought?
They fought in the triple threat match.
They fought in a triple threat match.
That match is probably my favorite out of WrestleMania.
I was going to say probably one of the better matches of WrestleMania weekend, if not the best.
I feel like Drew's going to take it off of him.
If anybody is going to do it, I think it's going to be Drew. If Drew doesn't do it, I don't know who will. If Drew doesn't do it, I don't know who's going to take the championship.
Not even Sheamus, because...
Not even Sheamus.
Because Sheamus already had his opportunities, and he screwed those over multiple times.
Yeah, he didn't capitalize. I don't know who... I would imagine that somebody like Brock would have to enter the middle card picture and go take that championship off of...
Brock versus Gunther? I feel like that would be a good matchup.
Talk about adding prestige to the mid-card titles. Even Brock versus Austin Theory would be crazy for the United States Championship.
Oh, Brock would destroy Austin.
Yeah, he would. I think he already has, if I'm not mistaken. But that was young Theory. But that would really put Theory over. You want to put Theory over, have him go against Brock Lesnar. I don't think he's ready yet, physically.
What's Austin doing, like, right now? Wasn't he, like, in a... Like a team or something?
He was with Pretty Deadly. Pretty Deadly got hurt, and now he is...
That's so
fake.
He
was actively with Pretty Deadly, too. Like, they were being showcased every week.
They made him do the side plate check.
He was actively being showcased with Pretty Deadly, and then Elton got hurt. And after Elton got hurt, they did the qualifying matches for the United States Championship. And he's basically been kind of, you know, sitting out. I wonder if he's hurt.
Who?
I wonder if they're giving him a break, Austin Theory. Because he hasn't wrestled. Oh, no, he wrestled Friday.
He wrestled last night against Cameron.
Against Cameron Grimes. And he won, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Poor Cameron.
So Gunther and Drew McIntyre, I think that Gunther is going to remain the championship because he's going to remain the champion because I think he is that dominant. I think he's the greatest intercontinental championship I've ever witnessed. I'm going to go with Gunther for the sake of not disrespecting and desecrating the reputation of our ring general. How do you say that? I'm going with Gunther. You're going to go with Drew McIntyre?
I'm going with Drew because Drew almost won at WrestleMania. He was this close to winning if Sheamus wouldn't have dragged him out of the ring. He would have won.
Gunther, I know, is this close to breaking the Honky Tonk Man man's record for the longest intercontinental reign of all time. I don't know if he already broke it. I know he was only like 40 to 60 or 30 days away, but he was getting very close. I know they're going to break that record with him if they can. Okay, so I'm going Gunther. You're going to go Drew? You're good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. So next match that we got Asuka, Bianca Belair, and Charlotte Flair for the WWE Women's Championship. This one, anytime Charlotte Flair is on SummerSlam, it's big time TV because she is 5-0 at the moment and she is trying to go 6-0. I personally hope and pray that they are doing what I think they are doing, and I hope that they give her a streak at WrestleMania until she retires, and then they can end it. Even if it's 10-0, even if it's 11-0, 12-0, whatever. But get her more wins at SummerSlam. Make her go 12-0, finish 12-1, whatever the case may be. That's 6 more years. That's not that bad. I'm going with Charlotte Flair. There's no question, no contest. Keep her streak going, and that's what it is.
You made a good point. I think I saw that thing last night, her promo that she cut.
On the boat?
I think.
I'm on a boat.
I feel like Charlotte would win. She looks super good with that belt. But the thing is, I don't want her to win.
Asuka is kind of known to be a placeholder champion. Like, well, I can't say that without, like, probably the hardcore wrestling fans getting mad at me. Because I don't know that much about Asuka to be making comments like that. But lately, she's been somebody who will come on the in-between.
Man,
and
I only
say
love
that
Asuka.
Really because Becky gave her the championship when she got pregnant and et cetera. But
I want Asuka to retain. I want her to keep doing it because I really want her to fight Io.
Okay.
So bad, that's what I want. And that's the thing. Io could easily cash in during this match.
That is also true. So, I mean, Charlotte could very much win, get her 15th title, and then get it taken away right after.
That's kind of what I hope because...
That's what she does.
Like, I like Charlotte. I have a love-hate relationship with her.
Charlotte versus Io would be fire.
I'm gonna go make that match on my PlayStation. Oh, yeah, they did, right? I think so. That was...
Yeah, they just fought this past Friday on SmackDown, and it was a good match. Remember Bayley messed it up?
Dumb Bayley, bro.
When they, she was gonna fight Charlotte right after the Grayson Waller effect.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Was it Charlotte that walked out?
Wait, yesterday?
Know. Yeah.
No, Zelina was the one who came out to fight Io.
It was a tank. Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I would like to see Charlotte Flair and Io Sky. I thought they already did it. They haven't, but I would love to see that match. But I want to see it. Charlotte wins clean. Io tries to come out if she wants to, tries to cash in, doesn't, continues the feud the next week, or just kind of lingers around Charlotte Flair. But
I really
Charlotte
want Io
Flair
to
with
cash
that belt,
in.
That's what I want to see. Up and down, totally.
I want Io to cash in, win, and then they can maybe make a storyline with her and Bayley. Because you can notice that Io is sort of getting annoyed with being
the sidekick for Bayley.
Yeah.
And Bayley's looking less and less like a leader every day, every week.
Yeah, like Bayley.
She's
thing
not
with Bayley,
the damage
she,
control leader
yeah,
no more.
She makes decisions for Io. She controls Io.
I think without Dakota being there to like, oh, we love Bayley. Hi, Bayley. I love Dakota, bro. Shout out to Dakota. We miss her. Hopefully she comes back tonight. I don't see where she would or why she would, but I miss her. Okay, so your final pick?
I'm going to say Asuka.
You're going to go with Asuka?
Oh, I was going to roast Charlotte, but I'll probably get in trouble for that. I'll show you after this.
All right, I'm going to go Charlotte, like I said, strictly in hopes that they keep the streak alive. You're going Asuka?
I'm going Asuka, because Asuka's beaten Charlotte. Asuka's beaten Bianca.
Okay.
This is a different Asuka.
Fantastic. Okay, so now entering the triple main event, talk about the three main events that are going to happen. Tell us what the three main events are.
Okay, so we have Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight Championship, Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, and then Jey Uso versus Roman Reigns Tribal Combat for the Undisputed WWE Universal title and the Tribal Chief title.
Out of the triple main event, what match are you most excited for? I'm going to tell you before anything, it's Brock Lesnar and Cody Rhodes for me. The American Nightmare, anything he's featured in, probably is most of the time going to take precedent over everything else that's on the card.
I think I'm most excited to see Finn and Seth.
Really?
I love that feud between the two of them. Like, I went back and I was watching, like, a thing of them.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this story's deep.
How is this unanimously, like, not Roman and Jay?
That's because I've been so excited for that match all week.
That speaks so much to the storytelling. Again, we always talk about the storytelling by Triple H. I mean, don't get me wrong. Triple H makes mistakes here and there. He's not the best when it comes to picking talent.
Uh-huh.
But damn, storytelling. For him to have Roman Reigns and Jay, Cody and Brock, Colby and Finn and Fraggle. I was going to call him Finnegan. Shout out Cortland Finnegan. To have Asuka, Bianca, and Charlotte. To have Drew and Sheamus. To have Logan and Ricochet. And to have Ronda and Shayna all firing on all cylinders. Like, I'm telling you, bro, WrestleMania season is going to be crazy this year.
Bro, you got to think about...
WrestleMania's going to be stupid.
Finn and Asuka are Triple H's...
Oh, yeah.
...people.
Yeah. Well, so is Seth.
I forgot about that.
Seth is his...
I apologize.
Is his guy. And that's crazy because I believe Bianca is as well. Right? If I'm not mistaken.
I think she was a Vince.
She was a Vince girl?
Yeah.
Okay. Shayna was definitely a Triple H guy. A Triple H girl.
Oh, yeah.
Ricochet, definitely Triple H. Roman and Jay, Vince. Cody, Vince. Brock, Vince. Gunther and Drew, half and half. I think Gunther is Triple H. I think Drew McIntyre is Vince. Gunther was actually, like, kept out of the main roster by Vince McMahon for a long time because of the amount of success he had outside of the main roster already. That's why they changed his name when he came, because he was Walter, and people would chant, Walter, Walter. So when he came to the main roster, Vince McMahon is notoriously known. If you have a big gimmick outside of the main roster, when he gets there, he'll change it completely.
Like
LA Knight, and he'll make you. He'll establish you. That way he could say, I made that character, you know? So, notoriously, he's known for doing that. But Gunther was one of those. I think Gunther's going to be he's going to be a great, great Universal Champion in a few,
that's
probably a year.
That's so cool.
Probably a year he's going to be dominating the roster. And they gave that prestige back to being a champion. My bad. He gave that prestige back to being a champion. Roman gave that prestige back to being a champion. So when Gunther comes and wins that championship, there's no way he's going to be champion for anything less than 365 days.
Oh, so specific. What's the word?
a year, but there's no way. There's no way he's going to be a champion for at least a year.
They wouldn't knock him off like that.
Mm-mm.
I've noticed, like, when I first started watching, I didn't like Gunther. Gunther scared me. Because he came out, he was all mad.
And then, of course, him and Luffy.
That was so sad. Bro. Ludwig versus Gunther is coming up.
And shout out Ludwig. Yeah, that's going to happen eventually.
So sad.
What I hope they do is I hope they turn Ludwig and Giovanni.
Bro, just get Giovanni out of here. This dude isn't even doing anything.
And I hope that them too, I hope it turns into a handicap situation just to make Gunther look stronger, you know? You don't want to risk squashing Gio or squashing Ludwig, but at the same time, make Gunther as strong as possible, bro. Because if you can get 10 years out of Gunther, you're not going to need Gio or Ludwig.
Gunther versus Roman is going to be insane.
That's going to be crazy, dude. And I hope it happens before Roman loses a title. So hopefully, I hope Roman don't lose tonight. Okay. We got Colby Lopez and we got Fraggle, whatever his last name is, Balor. What is it? Oh,
Devet.
Okay, shout out. Seth freaking Rollins versus Finn Balor for the World Heavyweight title. You want to go first? Who do you think's going to win? Two are your favorites, so I don't even know where you're going with this one.
I don't know either. Money if in the bank, want, I win Seth.
If you want, if it's absolutely too hard for you, you don't have to make a choice. You can just pass. But I think you do know who you want to win.
No, I don't want know what sure? I want to win. I think I was telling somebody that I would love to see Finn win. I would like to see them put a title on Finn because I've liked Finn since I first started watching.
Finn looks good with titles too. When he had the United States Championship, he looked good with it. The Universal Championship. I mean, he has the aesthetic of a champion even though he's so small. But I'll give my pick first. Since I guess I'll give you a little bit more time to think about it. I'm going with Seth because he's the second most over superstar in the company after LA Knight. Seth was manufactured to be over and LA Knight is genuinely over. I think the genuine and the authentic is more than the manufactured, but Seth is so over. But that point does play, but I think it's gonna be hard to take that belt off of Seth.
It's gonna be Seth.
But let me say this: Seth is expected to have surgery on his back soon. Do they take the belt from him right now?
I didn't hear about that.
He mentioned it on Impulsive. He said he has a lot of injuries that he needs surgery and stuff for to clean them up, and he. Like, you know, he would hope to get that done, but he doesn't know when he would be able to. Do they have Seth drop the belt to Finn, give Finn his reign, and let Seth take a break? I would like that because I would desperately...
Finn would be a good champion.
I would desperately like to see the Judgment Day do similar to what the Bloodline did and collect titles. But at the same time, I would love to see Seth leave for a little while. Can you imagine the shape that the dude would get in when he comes back? Because we all know when wrestlers leave, they get their surgeries, they heal, they rehab, and then they start working out. And then they work out and work out and work out until they're like in crazy shape. Then they come back. Seth, he's been on TV every week. For like the last, I don't know how many years, he hasn't had that chance to just kind of take that break, hit the gym, you know, and do everything he has to do. I think that's going to be something that I can't wait to see. I think Seth freaking Rollins. That being said, I think he's going to drop the title tonight to Finn.
I think, but let's talk about how.
I said him at first, but I talked myself out of it.
How Seth has had, when did Seth win the title? Night of Champions, right? Or Clash
of
Champions?
When did he win that? It was in Saudi.
Yeah, that was Clash of Champions, right? Yeah. Night of Champions. That was...
Night of Champions, yeah.
He's only had this title for a couple months, and he's already defended his title more than Roman has in a year.
He said he wanted to be a workhorse champion, fighting every competitor.
But I did see a thing. They're setting it up to have, I think, like, Seth versus Roman Survivor Series, the two belt thing.
Like, for both?
For both belts.
Oh no! Don't do that.
And then I think I saw
then Roman's gonna take both of them.
That's what I said. But
that'd
like
be crazy.
Seth is the only person who hasn't beat no, that Roman hasn't beat by pinfall. The last time they fought, it was disqualification.
Are they going to take, they can't take Roman to 2,000 days, bro. It's impossible. You can't take him for another 2 years.
Bro, that's going to be so.
There's not enough left.
It's the storyline, right? The storyline's good.
You got Omos, you got Gunther, you got Austin, you got Damian, you got Finn, you got Bray, you got
LA, but Roman's.
You got Grayson, you got Santos, you got Dom. That's 10. That's 10 months, but that's only 1 year. Well, if you give him 6 fights a year, that's 2 years, and that's 2,000 days.
But, like, I feel like Roman's title reign is dry.
It is super dry.
It's stale.
Yeah, it has gotten stale. Especially now that they broke up the bloodline.
Even with the bloodline, I thought it was stale.
But it's...
Even that I only watched for, like, a year, it was, it got annoying. Did the same thing, barely came out, and then every time he would come out, it would be, oh, Roman Reigns returns to so-and-so, comes out.
Yeah. We talked about this when we were watching SmackDown yesterday. I said, what I would want to see, if they told Roman, we will get you to 2,000 days, or if I were Roman, I would say, get me to 2,000 days. I'm going to be here for the next 2 years, every single day, every single week. I will fight and defend my championship on TV every single week. Get me to 2,000 days, make me the greatest champion of all time. Where you're already at 1,200 days, 1,300 days, you might as well at this point. I mean, if he's there every week, I mean, you could easily save that championship run.
Easily.
You know, one of the last year, you could turn him babyface. The year before, like the year before that, you can have him just go on an epic heel, just smashing everybody like Edge used to. Like, there's so much you can do left. It's just how far are they willing to take it. Because Roman doesn't do nothing anymore, bro. Like, little mafia boss over there acting like he runs a show. Adam Pearce runs the show, first of all, we all know. Nah, I want Grayson to come in and just dethrone Roman already. So let's keep it moving. I pick Finn. Who do you pick?
I think I pick Seth.
You pick Seth?
I have a streak with Seth. I said on the last
keep
on
going
the last
with it.
Podcast that I have a streak with Seth and he hasn't let me down.
Keep going with it. Keep going with Seth. I'm gonna go with Finn to play opposition.
I saw Seth. He has shoes. He got these shoes, and I think on like the back of them for his gear, it says 7 years B.
That's funny. Okay, the last two main event fights. We got the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, and we have Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso for the Tribal Chief and for the Universal Heavyweight Championship. Let's talk about Cody and Brock first, because this one should be fairly quick, because I think you and I are both on the same side. I'm going with the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, because from now until he retires, that's my boy, my favorite wrestler at the moment, probably, maybe, possibly my favorite gimmick ever. So I'm riding with Cody from here until he puts those boots back in the ring and, you know, unlaces them. I'm going with Cody over Brock.
I'm going with Cody over Brock.
There's not much to say about it. I mean, we want to see Cody finish the story. I mean, whether it's this year at WrestleMania, whether it takes him 2 years, whether he has to go through the whole roster to get there, I don't care. I want to see him finish the story. So, both of us unanimous on Cody?
Yep.
Okay. Part three of the trilogy. Hopefully not the final. Like I said, I would like to see them go to five matches. I would like to see them take it there. If him and Seth could do it, I think, you know, them too. But at the same time, I would like to see who they put Cody to fight against next as well. Okay, so the final match, we have Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, his cousin, his family, his blood. The bloodline has officially imploded. It has officially collapsed. We have Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso for the Tribal Chief in a tribal combat match for the undisputed WWE Universal title. Who wins? Who do you want to win? Who do you think is going to win? Who do you want to lose the most?
Bro, I've been debating this since...
You better acknowledge your Tribal Chief. That's all I'm saying.
I've been debating for this match since, I think, let me see, Wednesday, maybe further. Because I was literally talking with, I don't know, I think it was Sophie. Like, I was like, I would love to see Jay win, but I don't think they'd make Roman drop it at SummerSlam.
The biggest party of the summer?
But like I told you yesterday,
I don't see
Roman, every time he fights somebody for the title, usually gets his butt whooped by whoever he's fighting. Even he was getting his butt whooped by Logan until Solo and the Usos came out to help him. Money in the Bank, he lost because he didn't have anybody to help him.
Realistically, if Jay were to take down the head of the table, the tribal chief, your tribal chief, my tribal chief, our tribal chief, what would that look like? What would a post-Roman Reigns bloodline look like? That would be chaos. You can't run a million-dollar family with everybody making the decisions.
But, like,
everybody can't hold the Universal Championship.
But, like, it's Jay.
They can share it.
But it's Jay.
You're going to have Solo. You're going to have Jay. You're going to have Jimmy and Jay are going to fight eventually.
They said that was their dream match, was to fight against each other.
I wonder if it's going to be like Santos and Rey, where it was just respect, or if it's going to be like they're going to story them to like beef.
Bro, poor Rey.
I mean, they planted the seeds where Jimmy had beef about them making Jay the tribal chief.
Cito.
So, those are all things to consider going forward. I don't think Jey Uso, even though he's one of my favorite wrestlers at the moment, I don't think he's tribal chief material. I don't think he's head of the table.
Because he yells too much.
Because he doesn't have control over what's going on. Roman Reigns, the head of the table, the tribal chief, is going to win. He's going to retain. What I wonder is there can't be anybody involved. Nobody can go and, you know, mess things up. Nobody can go interfere.
I swear.
Due to the tribal combat rules, nobody can interfere.
I really hope that they don't do that thing what they did with Cody, where they distract the ref and they... All this is, it's old already, distracting the ref and knocking down the ref. Like, the ref should know by now. The ref should know by now. If they see Paul Heyman jump on the thing, they're like, we've done this for like 3 years already, guys. If they do it again tonight, I'm out.
The thing is,
never again.
The thing is, I don't think, like, so it's a respect thing. You're supposed to respect the rules of tribal combat. I don't think, like, Solo can't come out there and come mess anything up. But then again, Solo wasn't supposed to try to spike Jay either that day.
Roman doesn't care. Doesn't care.
When they were, like, doing the handshake, like, apparently in that moment, it's, like, in that moment, it's tradition and it's known in the culture of Samoans that it's a respect thing. These two people are about to go to combat. They're about to go to war. Nobody gets involved. Nobody comes in, you know. So for Solo to grab Jay and, like, he was about it, that's why Roman stopped him. Because he was like, you know, Roman would have let him regardless. But Roman stopped him. So I'm going with Roman Reigns because I love an underdog story. But at the same time, I think Jay and Jimmy are being just a little irrational. I do think Roman can be a little excessive at times, but he's a tribal chief. He's running a multi-million dollar family, a multi-million dollar empire. And, you know, the family's got to eat all the way from Roman to the, Afa and Sika.
No idea.
Like, Rikishi, you know.
Rikishi wants RP to get Umaga. Involved with this whole story.
I hope so. That'd be cool. It would give them a lot more than just, you know, the Civil War story, but I'm going with Roman. Who are you going with to end the podcast?
Man, like you said, the underdog story, I love those stories. Like from Liv to Thea Hale, like I love those stories, but I think in this story, the underdog isn't going to win.
It's a tall, tall mountain to climb.
He's going to get close to winning, but I feel like he's...
Jay has owned Roman over the last 2-3 weeks. But when it comes to an actual wrestling match in Hell in a Cell in 2020, Roman destroyed him. Destroyed him. But Jay's bigger. He's better now. You know, he's pinned him a couple times.
Exactly. And then, what was it, just yesterday, he pinned Solo for the first time since Solo's been on the main roster.
Solo's not undefeated anymore. So, I mean, I guess we'll see. Roman Reigns versus Jey Uso, but I'm going with Roman at the end of the day.
I'm going with Roman as well.
Okay. Guys, that's been the 2023 WWE SummerSlam episode featuring Mia Made It. This is episode 7, Mia, that you've been on. Congratulations. Another episode down. Let everybody know how you feel. Just thank you.
Thanks. That's all I have to say. All
right, guys. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We appreciate y'all for listening. As you guys know, at the end of every month, we do the Mia Made It series on the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. You know, until next month. But we will have actually today, this weekend, guys, we have a podcast interview episode with A2J and with JB of the Realest Underground Entertainment dropping tonight. Make sure you guys go check those out and, you know, enjoy those over the weekend. They also got, JB has new music out, working on making improvements and Set It Off on Spotify. That is True JB, T-R-U-E, JB. Also follow True on Spotify, on YouTube. Follow Designed Individually Gifted on Rumble. Follow me on Truth, Parler, Getter, Twitter, well, not Twitter anymore, X. But follow me on all these places at Signs and Sports Podcast, True _ DIG, and Designed I Gifted. Guys, until the next episode, we will catch you later. This has been the newest and most exciting sports entertainment podcast on Spotify, Rumble, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere that you find your podcast. We will catch you on the next one. Mia, thank you for another episode. Guys, we're out.
The Realest Underground Entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, True. The Realest Underground Entertainment, your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? T-R-U-E, the Realest Underground Entertainment, Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, D-I-G, J-B, Chach with the Heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the Realest Underground Entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Get at your boys.
Superstar producer Chach with the Heat. You need beats, he's got the heat. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Find him at www.dayonevibes.com. Find him on YouTube. Find him on www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat. Affordable beats, bangers, bangers, bangers after bangers. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment is the one that you need, the one that you need, the one that you need. Any music artist, any genre, Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Contact Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment on Facebook at Chach with the Heat, on YouTube at Chach with the Heat, on Day One Vibes in the store tab, and on Facebook at Mario Chavera, and again on BeatStars at www.beatstars.com/chachwiththeheat for all your music needs and all your music purposes. Chach with the Heat of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Recording, mastering, mixing, engineering, production, cover arts, music videos, anything you need, get at your boy Rye Low of the Realest Underground Entertainment. Rye Low. Get at your boy Rye Low at Ryan Lopez on Facebook. Get at your boy at RyeLow361 on Twitter. For anything and everything music that you need, logos, you need music videos, you need commercials, you need cover arts for your music, you need merchandise, you need anything from the Day One Vibe Shop, anything from the Realest Underground Entertainment, get at your boy Rylo of the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment, the Realest Underground Entertainment. Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050.
What to do, everybody? It's A2J of VVM. Hit me up if you need features, studio time. And if not, hit me up on a show that I just started. It's called The Shake Zone. I would like to see y'all there.